boca de gracia.
After almost a century of one-party rule, Mexico's reinvigorated democracy is spawning a major health reform. Based on a well-established relationship between researchers and policymakers, the government is extending health insurance to the 50 million Mexicans currently not covered.
We've actually benefited from almost two decades, or a little bit over two decades, of very, very good, of a great value being placed on sound evidence to inform policy.
Julio Frank was formerly a researcher, and now, as Secretary of Health, he is driving this research-to-policy relationship.
I believe this is almost a textbook case of how evidence really, first of all, changed public perceptions, then informed the debate, and then got translated into legislation. And this was all driven by good analysis and the ensuing evidence.
That evidence revealed that, contrary to popular belief, Mexico's health system was predominantly privately funded through out-of-pocket contributions. The subsequent debate inspired the Popular Health Insurance Scheme, or Seguro Popular, which is now being evaluated as part of a commitment to democratic accountability.
Both politically, in terms of being accountable to those that fund the system, and also ethically, in terms of making sure that you make the best use possible of available resources, evaluation is absolutely critical.
We understand that evaluation finally ends up with results that will show the public that their resources are being used in the correct way.
Octavio Gomez Dantes coordinates an annual report for the federal government, which ranks the performance of state health systems and attracts much media attention.
For the first time, we compared states. So the 32 entities that form the Federal Republic of Mexico are compared. And that's a very powerful tool for stewardship, because the federal ministry can use comparative assessment to stimulate better performance and to engage the states in a process of shared learning.
The progressive rollout of Mexico's popular health insurance will see some communities receive coverage before others. Taking advantage of this timetable, the government is conducting a major evaluation study comparing the health of those benefiting from the new scheme to those still waiting for it.
I think this is the kind of studies that epidemiologists and people in evaluation dreamed about, and I think this could happen again, because we're in the middle of political transition that allows this to happen, because it's important for democracy.
Some critics of the national government think the reforms don't go far enough and that health insurance should be comprehensive and entirely free.
There's a predefined package of services that people could have access to, and if they get ill from something that's not in that package, they have to pay as they have always done. And it is important to say that those things that are more expensive are those that are not included in that package.
Actually, the package of services in the popular health insurance is very broad. It's quite comprehensive. It covers basically every single thing on ambulatory and general hospitalization. And it provides an explicit package, because that way citizens know exactly what they're entitled to and they can be demanding of those rights.
Asa Cristina Laurel is health minister for Mexico City and a longtime sparring partner of Julio Frank. She believes that values are the primary driver of change, not evidence.
I've been working in research for 25 years before I was a Secretary of Health, so I am convinced that you need to use evidence, but I also know that you have to choose very well the evidence that you are going to use, because otherwise you can prove practically anything if you use it, your evidence, in a particular way.
Protection against the misuse of evidence comes in part from the credibility and independence of those who produce it. One of the largest producers of evidence in Mexico is the government-funded National Institute of Public Health, based in Cuernavaca. Research conducted here is designed to meet the needs of policymakers an hour away in Mexico City. But some wonder, with such a close relationship, is independence possible?
The researchers have their own independence in terms of publication and research lines. So they are able to publish freely, and there's no control of what they can say or the opinions they can do. So I think that we feel that it's a, even though we are part of the Ministry of Health, as an academic branch, we are much more independent than the central areas.
The Institute is also working on the evaluation of the new health insurance reforms in conjunction with Harvard University. An enthusiast for the policy-research relationship, Institute Director Mauricio Hernandez feels that Mexico still has some distance to travel before fully bridging the gap.
There's not a clear system in terms of how the Institute or, say, the universities or other research centers can translate the evidence they have into policy. There's not an agency, there's not a clear mechanism. It depends on, say, the director, the researcher himself that takes this role as an activist.
Right now in this administration, of course, we are in a particularly favorable moment because Julio Frank, the minister, is the founding director of the Institute. So there are, due to that, we do see a very close relationship. In fact, we have weekly seminars with the minister.
With elections fast approaching, Julio Frank and his team hope that evidence can be used as a tool to protect both their reforms and the policy-research relationship.
The idea with the evaluation of the popular health insurance is also to develop evidence that will force the future administration, the future health authorities, to keep this particular initiative, which we believe is going to be very positive for the health of the Mexicans.
A little-known health policy fact is that Mexico's ministry is home to some extraordinary murals by Diego Rivera.
A very famous painter set out to say, what are the four attributes of health? Science was one of those. So there it is. Evidence-based health policy was already inscribed in these walls since 1929.
And so the cycle continues, with the evidence from good evaluation ultimately improving democratic reforms, and in turn, the openness of good democracy enhancing the rigour and independence of that evidence.